Hello, Spotlight friends. Welcome to another episode of Ave Spotlight. I am so happy to be with y'all this week, and this is actually a different kind of episode because it is going to be just me. And I am just so honored and blessed to be able to speak with y'all every week. It has been one of the joys of my life. This week is going to be a little different because I want to tell y'all about something super, super exciting that is happening in the United States Church just in a few weeks. So you still have time to be a part of it. Before I do that, I'd like to say that this episode will be my last episode of Ave Spotlight. It has truly been an honor and a privilege to be your host. I've loved every minute of it, and it has been a joy to work with everyone from the folks at Ave Maria Press to just folks that tell me that they listen to Ave Spotlight over DMs, etc. It's been great. And so the reason why this will be my last episode is because I have an awesome opportunity to do a wonderful and exciting thing with the National Eucharistic Pilgrimage that is happening this summer. And I am just so pumped to tell you guys about it. So essentially, what we're looking at is it will be the longest that folks have walked with Jesus since the disciples. I know, that sounds pretty nuts. And so what we're looking at is Pentecost Sunday, May 19th of 2024. There will be four routes in the United States. One leaving from Brownsville, Texas, the Juan Diego route. One leaving from New Haven, Connecticut. That is the Elizabeth Ann Seton route. One leaving from Minnesota, that's the Marion route, and one leaving from San Francisco, that is the Junipero Serra route. Each of the routes will have a group of young adults, two priests and a brother, and some seminarians that will be walking over the course of May 19th through July 16th, which is the day before the Eucharistic Congress begins in Indianapolis. So each of these routes will be walking until the Eucharistic Congress. They will be driving some because otherwise our folks in California would take them much longer, but this will be the longest sequences of walking processions, Eucharistic processions, that there has been since the disciples walked with Jesus back in the day. So this is so exciting. The cool thing about this is that I received the opportunity to coordinate two of the routes, the route that leaves from Brownsville, Texas, the Juan Diego route, and the route leaving from Connecticut, the Elizabeth Ann Seton route. It has been quite the experience coordinating these two routes. It has been challenging, fun, exciting, and just ultimately, I've been left in awe just thinking about this opportunity that I have to coordinate Jesus's travels throughout the country for 2 months, which is just so cool. So there'll be a group of young adults that will be traveling for those 2 months. During that time, the young adults will be walking on average 10 to 15 miles a day. And in the evenings, they'll stop at local parishes and be able to spend time at local parishes having evening events. And so that can look like anything from praise and worship to adoration to sharing their testimonies, and it's going to be great. So why am I telling you all of this outside of the fact that it's a great opportunity that I've had to be able to work on it? Well, the whole point of this pilgrimage is to help facilitate an encounter with Jesus in the Eucharist for folks all around the country. And that encounter cannot happen without you. And so I'd like to invite you to check out eucharisticpilgrimage.org. It is on the same website. If you go for more information about the Eucharistic Revival or Congress, there's a little tab at the top, and you can learn more about the pilgrimage and check out when it is coming through and if it is coming through your town. It's going to be great. There are public events listed, and we would love to see y'all on the route. Please walk with us for as much as you have the capacity for. Please join us in evening events, and the pilgrims are excited to get to know you and pray with you. And it's just going to be, I mean, I can't even believe how many times that I think this is just going to be awesome. I'm saying that so much. So please check out eucharisticpilgrimage.org and see how you can join us, because this encounter can't happen without you. And we want for you to be there. It's going to be really special. Throughout each route, we're going to have awesome experiences. We'll be processing across the Golden Gate Bridge. We'll be processing across the Brooklyn Bridge. We will be spending time at local convents, rectories, all throughout the country. We'll be spending time walking through the French Quarter, having a procession there after Mass at St. Louis Cathedral with Archbishop Amend. It's just going to be super dynamic. And the beautiful thing is, if you're able to see a photo when you go and check it out, there's actually a cruciform pattern to the route. And so it forms a cross over the United States, which is intentional and our way of asking the Lord to bless our country and to guide us in his way. And so this is a wonderful opportunity as part of the overall revival, Eucharistic revival, an opportunity for those who cannot join at the Congress or haven't gotten an opportunity to participate in revival events, to really join us in this event, to have an encounter with Jesus in the Eucharist right where you are. And the hope here is that you are able to have this encounter, pray with us, and not only get to meet other folks that are striving for holiness, but also be encouraged in your own community to really put down roots if that hasn't been something that you've done already, which I know, you know, for me, moving back home just a few years ago to my hometown that I grew up in, you know, it can be challenging to put down roots and to, you know, to really foster relationships in your community and get to know other Catholics. And so this will be a great opportunity to just get to know other people who are just as insane as you are, that are excited to walk during the summer with the Lord on the streets. And so again, please check out the website and see when and where we are coming through your town. We just want to get to see you. So my role this summer is coordinating those two routes. It has been a journey to do that over the course of the past year and a half. And so with sadness, I have my last episode here of Ave Spotlight, but I think that I'm very excited for what the Lord has in store for me, has in store for everyone that encounters Jesus during this pilgrimage, as well as the folks at Ave Maria Press who have been so gracious with me. And it has just been such a pleasure to work alongside them and truly to have you all listen every week. I just want to make sure that I give thanks to Katie Prejean, who asked me to be on an episode a few years ago. And here we are. And now I am the host of this podcast. And, you know, thank you for believing in me in this specific way. And I just want to thank all of our guests that have been on, all of the new friends that I've met, old friends that I've had on. It has just been awesome. I hope that you have a favorite episode that you've listened to. I mean, I think between having Lillian Fallon, Juliana Nett, you know, Julia Sadusky, you know, Father Anastas, it has been just like the coolest thing to be able to meet so many awesome people. And the hope of Ave Spotlight was to be able to provide a space where we can speak to regular people, regular Catholics doing extraordinary things in their life, which I hope from this time together that we've spent over the course of the past couple years, that you realize that you are a person that is doing extraordinary things. And your extraordinary thing doesn't have to be starting a nonprofit or being a president of something or et cetera. It just means living your life for God in the life that you live. And I think that it's been a blessing to be able to encounter people that are doing that. And hopefully you are encouraged to continue to live your life for the Lord And that is just the main hope that I have for Ave Spotlight. Now, you might be asking yourself, what is the future of Ave Spotlight? Well, I believe that the folks at Ave Maria Press have something great down the pipeline coming to you all. And I think that y'all are going to love it. I believe that every opportunity is not supposed to be yours forever. And so I'm grateful to be able to have someone else take over this podcast and continue to make it the wonderful thing that it is, continue to just bring much fruit from it. And I think it's going to be great. And I myself will continue to be listening. Yeah, so I just really want to say that it has been a joy and a pleasure. I encourage you all to please participate, join in any efforts of the revival, the Eucharistic revival, as ultimately every opportunity that we have is an opportunity for us to praise the Lord and to grow closer to Him in relationship. And the Eucharist being like the source and summit of our faith, like the main thing, gives us an opportunity to quite literally be so intimately connected with God. It's like beyond our understanding. So I hope during this revival, you've had an opportunity to grow closer to the Lord. If you haven't, I totally get it. This pilgrimage can be an opportunity for you to do that. If I don't see you on the pilgrimage routes, I'll see you at the Congress. I hope that we can stay in community with each other, stay engaged. Please continue to listen to all the awesome stuff that Ave Maria Press is putting out. Continue to listen to Ave Explorers with my dear friend Katie. And I'm excited for Ave Spotlight to continue. I ask that you please pray for me, especially this summer. Please pray for 24 pilgrims, young adults, and priests and seminarians, and those that will be joining on the pilgrimage from May 19th to July 16th. Please pray for us. Pray for protection, and that those who are in discernment about participating in the pilgrimage all have an encounter with Jesus in the Eucharist. Please pray in a special way as well for all of those in each diocese that have helped coordinate this pilgrimage. They are rock stars and oftentimes don't get the acknowledgement that they deserve. So I want to say thank you to them. And I'm just really excited to be a part of this moment in the church. So please pray for me. I'll be praying for you. EucharisticPilgrimage.org. Check it out. I hope to see you this summer. Thank you so much, Ave Maria, for everything that you've done for me. Thank you guys for listening. I'll make sure to talk to you soon. God bless.